You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quantic. Quantic's online MBA and executive MBA degree programs are designed mobile-first with interactive micro-lessons and individualized feedback every 8 seconds. Don't settle for old-school slides and lectures. Engage with the modern MBA and experience the future of education. Go to quantic.edu/wired for more.
The most interesting thing in tech is a story about how artificial intelligence is being used at hospitals and what that means for all of technology and how it's developed. Story's about a technology called the Sepsis Watch. It monitors a bunch of data signals to determine what patients are most at risk of sepsis. So it looks at all the information the hospital has about. And it's pretty good. It's pretty good at identifying when somebody might face that terrible risk. But a couple of questions came up. So first, the nurses are alerted when a patient under their care is at risk, and they're supposed to tell the doctors. But that led to a cultural problem because doctors aren't used to getting direction from nurses. Then there's a second problem. The algorithm, as is the nature of most artificial intelligence, can't really explain why it got the answer. It's not like it's looking for a bunch of keywords, and because it saw a certain keyword, it gave a certain diagnosis. It's weighing a whole bunch of factors. It's doing things that we can't process and understand. That's the whole point of artificial intelligence, but it means that when the doctor asks or when the patient asks, there isn't a good explanation. So the nurse or the doctor can make something up, but nobody really knows, and that's complicated to deal with. Would you rather have information that is more likely to be accurate, but can't be explained? Or would you rather have information that is less likely to be accurate, but can be explained? It's a genuine trade-off. But the most important point is a bigger one. It's not about sepsis or about hospitals. It's about technology in general and about artificial intelligence. The point is this. Sometimes implementing the technology is not about the technology. It's about the culture. It's about the interface. It's about how it integrates into workflow. And so with AI, the most effective uses won't just be where there's the best science, the best tech, and the best data. It'll be where there's the smartest thinking about how AI can integrate with the whole system. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.